Abhishek Dananda was a Frenchman with curly hair and bouncy personality and heavy French accent. He was a Benedictine, and he was allowed out of cloister to come and join another Benedictine who'd gone to South India and started an ashram. The way he was doing his exploration of Hinduism was to wear saffron robes, not have any money, beg for his food, be a sadhu for all effects and purpose, but a Christian sadhu. So he would wear a cross, a wooden cross that he carved. He'd give it to a young man on the train. Then he'd do another cross, and he wore sandals. And he confessed to us, the part that was the hardest was begging for food. And he said, I just tend to go my way, and if anyone gives me some food, then I eat. Otherwise, I don't. So, of course, we just were very impressed with him. And so he was leading the life, the interior life of a Christian. He took communion every morning. But he looked like a sadhu, and he acted like, except that he never stopped being French. He was so French. We just loved it. It was very endearing to us. So anyway, it was the beginning of regular dialogue groups. That's where we first met him. And then he felt drawn to the mountains, and he went up to Uttarkashi. So he got permission to build a little one-room hut to be a mendicant in the mountains.